A New Work. Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success gives you direct, simple, even brilliant advice on implementing the 17 principles of success, the major idea behind Think and Grow Rich, and the focus of Hill's lifetime of study. With it, you will see how to focus your ideas and enthusiasm into a coherent, comprehensive plan for prosperity. The techniques for applying the 17 principles, the methods by which you can develop them, and the practical insight into their influence on your life, all are here just as Napoleon Hill laid them out. The text of the book is Hill's own, compiled from manuscripts, lectures, and college course materials he wrote. The only addition to Hill's work is the inclusion of some contemporary examples of the 17 principles in action. Because Hill's wisdom was so universal and enduring, the benefits of following his advice are just as easily demonstrated in your lifetime as they were in Hill's. The hazards of ignoring the 17 principles are also still all too easy to see. They're included, too. Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, then, is vintage Napoleon Hill, direct, straight-talking advice in the manner of the backwoods Virginia boy who became a confidant of presidents and the prophet of a uniquely American philosophy of achievement. It will offer you lucid instruction, keen insight, and a host of opportunities to improve your situation and become a better, more valuable person as you do so. As you read, keep ever in your mind Napoleon Hill's fundamental maxim, the keystone of all his thought, and you will experience the rewards of success as surely as millions have before you. Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, your mind can achieve. W. Clement Stone. Chapter 1. Develop Definiteness of Purpose. Your progress toward success begins with a fundamental question. Where are you going? Definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement, and its lack is the stumbling block for 98 out of every 100 people, simply because they never really define their goals and start toward them. Study every person you can think of who has achieved lasting success, and you will find that each one has had a definite major purpose. Each had a plan for reaching that goal, and each devoted the greatest part of his or her thoughts and efforts to that end. Andrew Carnegie was the man who led me to formulate my definite major purpose, assembling and publicizing the principles by which great individuals achieve enduring success. Carnegie started work as a laborer in a steel mill. Because of his definite major purpose to make and market better quality steel than anyone else, he became one of the wealthiest men in the country and was able to endow libraries in small towns all across America. His definite major goal was more than a wish. It was a burning desire. Only by finding your own burning desire will you achieve success. The difference between a wish and a burning desire is crucial. Everyone wants the better things in life, money, fame, respect, but most people never go beyond just wishing for them. If you know what you want from life, if you are determined to get it to the point that it becomes an obsession, and you back that obsession with continuous effort and sound planning, then you have awakened and developed definiteness of purpose.